He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday-Saturday live edition. It is the weekend wrap of this week's market, which was all over the place. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationwide money management firm. And we had quite an interesting week in the market this past week, and we'll be taking a look at what took place this past week. Quite a bit, actually, with Omicron and inflation and interest rates, etc. Where we're at in this bull market that's been going since 2009, and what we might look for in 2022, okay, which begins on Monday, believe it or not. Well, the market hit all-time highs this past week. You had an all-time high on the S&P 500. In fact, we saw 4,800 for the first time in history intraday in the S&P 500. That was back on Wednesday. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks also hit a new all-time high this past week. So we're ending the year on a high note. But you know what? It was a pretty difficult year for investors. You had a lot of forces at work this year. The market was heavily concentrated in just a few stocks. What worked last year certainly did not work this year. Oh boy, that goes without saying. And I gotta believe that what worked this year may not work next year. We could have a whole new bunch of leadership in the market in 2022 because some of the economic forces that are at work. And, of course, we're now in a tightening cycle. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're giving Barry the day off. He's traveling down to see his parents with his kids. The guy needs some time off, man. I've been wearing him out here on the radio every day. We do this show Monday through Friday. We're live every day at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show emanates from my office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, but it does go to many cities across the nation, and been doing it now for 21 years. I'll begin my 22nd year on the radio on Monday, and I've also been a professional money manager for the last 22 years, which I wouldn't trade the experience in the market for anything. I mean, you could read all the books you want. You can watch all of the YouTube videos that you want. You can subscribe to all the newsletters. But actually, time in the market, there's really no substitute for that. If you want to see a very impressive chart, okay, it's going to be in this week's newsletter. I do my newsletter every week. I do 52 issues a year. I don't even take a day off for Christmas. I don't take a day off for New Year's. That newsletter goes out every weekend. Issue number 52 of 2021 will go out this weekend. That newsletter, the full newsletter, goes only to my clients. I'm a professional fee-based money manager. I have clients all across America that I manage money for in the portfolios that I run. And I have tools for the do-it-yourselfers, including a live trading subscription wherein every buy or sell that I make in my portfolios, I send out a trading alert no matter which portfolio it is. Anytime I make a buy or sell, my live trading followers get that. And then, of course, at the end of the week, they get the newsletter, okay? So it's for clients and live trading subscribers only. The live trading subscribers pay $89 a month for my service. Well, I offer 2 free weeks of my newsletter. I've given out thousands over the years. I have a huge database from all over the world for people that have seen my weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter. And this week is no different. I offer out 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. That's Gunderson with an S-O-N, GundersonCapital.com. If you go to the website there, you can sign up for 2 free weeks of the newsletter. But the impressive chart, okay, that I'm going to show you, it's simple. It's connecting the dots of the Dow Jones Industrial Average beginning in 2009, okay, 12 years ago, to today. Connect the dots. Which way do you think that line, when you connect those dots, which way do you think that line is sloping? Well, it's pretty obvious when you look at that chart that we have been in and continue to be in a 12-year bull market. Bull, you say? Well, you look at the chart, okay? Basic geometry, the slope of the line, okay? Connect. You can just connect two dots. You can connect where the market was in 2009, March, to be exact. The Dow was around 6,600, and you can connect where it is today, almost 36,392 today. That's a pretty upward sloping line. And you can connect each year end in between those, and you can see that it's pretty much been a bull without any kind of major correction. The biggest correction would have been in 2020, the year of COVID-19, when we went through about 3 months of hell in the market. But the market came back and has since marched on to new highs. Now, okay, you say, why has the market, Gunderson, been going up for the last 12 years? Didn't the market almost collapse in 2009? Didn't we have the Great Recession? Didn't we have a tremendous earnings recession on the S&P 500 companies? Didn't we have a financial crisis that brought the financial markets to its knees? The great financial crisis? Yes, we did. And the S&P 500 at that time went down 53%. Between 2008 and 2009. But guess what? That was then. This is now. Here we are 12 years since that time, and the market's gone from 6,600 on the Dow to over 36,000. And I guess that begs the question, have you participated in it? Or have you stood on the sidelines throwing darts at it? Have you been afraid? What has caused the market to go up so much over the last 12 years? And believe it or not, the answer is quite simple. What? Simple? Yes, it's been earnings. What drives the market? Profits, earnings, bottom line earnings. Every 3 months, we go through earnings season. Companies report their earnings for the quarter. And at the end of the year, they announce their annual earnings, and those annual earnings are compared with the previous year. They're compared with what the analysts were expecting. They're compared with other companies out there in their field, their competitors. And the S&P 500 companies are especially important earnings to watch. That is the index that most people follow. The Dow index, yes, but the S&P 500 is a little broader index, taking a very good slice from our economy, and it pretty much represents the U.S. economy. And in very simple terms, the earnings of the S&P 500 have been going up every year since 2009, except for 1 year, and that was the COVID year. You had a quick little earnings recession. And guess what? This year we're going to have record earnings. Record earnings. The fiscal year 2021 ends today. The S&P 500 companies in aggregate, when you add up all the earnings of all 500 companies, they're going to report record earnings. Those earnings have been going up since 2009. The market has followed along with those earnings. And if the market's going to continue to go higher, well, you can make a pretty logical conclusion here. Earnings are going to have to continue to go higher. Can they? Will they? Or are we looking at a coming earnings recession and a recession in the U.S. economy? If we are, that would not be favorable for the market. But on the other hand, if we're expecting record earnings again this year, this new year, and the year after that, then this thing can continue, but you'll have to be in the right places. It's all in this week's newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, with the market that's gone from 6,600 on the Dow to almost 37,000 on the Dow over the last 12 years, here we are on the cusp of another new year. Can it continue? Well, let's look backwards at the 2021 year for a moment. The S&P is going to end up about 27% better than it started the year. Now, this despite Omicron, this despite continued COVID-19, Delta, others, variants of the virus, shutdowns here and there, inflation, wars and rumors of wars, rising interest rates, a Fed that's starting to pivot. Yet we still had another good year in the market. Those that were negative on the market at the beginning of the year and that are still negative on the market were wrong. They were wrong again. You know, some people, every year they're bearish. They're called perma-bears, and they've been wrong now for the last 12 years. Eventually, they will be right. And that's part of my job as a professional money manager, is keeping my ear to the ground and my binoculars out looking for any signs of a recession that may be out there. The last one we had was back in 2009 when the S&P lost 53% of its value. And that macro call that I make in the newsletter every week is vital. That's where it all begins, whether or not to even be in the market. The market has been the place to be for the last 12 years. Our macro call on the market has been right for the last 12 years. What are we saying, however, today as we get ready to begin 2022? If you don't look at any other part of the newsletter, any other section of the newsletter, look at the macro outlook. That's our outlook for the next 12 months in the market. Now, it's subject to change. We update it every single week, so you never go a week without knowing where we stand on the market. We have a track record of being right for the last 12 years. At some point in time, we're going to start to see signs of a recession, and more importantly, an earnings recession in the S&P 500 companies. If the S&P 500 has been following those earnings higher for 12 years, it's only natural that when earnings start to fall, the S&P 500 is going to fall. All right, and we've got to notice in advance, when those estimates start getting ratcheted downwards, when GDP starts getting ratcheted downwards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in fact, in the newsletter, we go down as many avenues of the market every single week as we possibly can to stay on top of this macro outlook. And again, we offer 2 free weeks of the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. The NASDAQ's going to end up about 22% this year this will be the first time in a long time that the S&P 500 actually outperformed the NASDAQ. And I think there's a reason for that. I think as the fear of interest rates going up continue to get stronger and stronger, and in fact, the Fed is expected to raise interest rates two or three times in 2022, that's not good for stocks that have high PE ratios, high price to sales ratios, high price to cash flow ratios, because it impacts the discount rate. We use the discount rate in doing valuations on companies. And the companies with the highest PE ratios, which, you know, includes a lot of technology stocks, the Amazons of the world, the Teslas of the world, the Microsofts of the world, they trade at very rich multiples. And if interest rates do start to rise, you're going to see those stocks come under pressure. We had a kind of a fire drill back in February of this year when the high PE, high beta stocks took about a 35% bloodbath in February and March when interest rates started going up, and then all of a sudden interest rates started coming back down again. But the extreme end of the technology technology scepter is out there on the edge with the autonomous cars and lithium batteries and cryptocurrency miners and the like. Those stocks never recovered from that rise in interest rates in February and March. And even though they were the place to be last year, 2020, they did very poorly this year. I think ARK funds, Kathy Wood's ARK ETF is a very good proxy for that area of the market. She's down about 20% this year when the S&P's up 27%. So you can see that that high tier of the market, the high growth speculative, which did so well in 2020, had a horrible year in 2021. And I don't think that's the place to be in 2022. I think that lower PE, little less sexy type stocks, basic materials maybe, it seems like the forces are very bullish for the energy stocks. I just think the market's going to continue to tone down a little bit from that speculative year that it had in 2020. It toned down quite a bit this year, and I think next year it's going to continue in that direction. The emerging markets outside the U.S. had a horrible year. They were down a little bit on the year, and that's mostly because of China. What has China done to themselves? They have taken a hard left turn. They're going back to their Mao Zedong roots. China stock market was down 20% this year as they go after their companies with heavy-handed regulations, CEOs disappearing, a lot of funny, fancy accounting, and some of these companies here in the U.S. that are listed on the U.S. exchanges but Chinese-based, China was down 20%. I wouldn't be an investor in China. I made money in China in years past. I don't know how you can trust the government over there anymore. You have tremendous political risk investing in Chinese companies. I don't care if it's Alibaba or Tencent Holding or JD. I think that's an area to avoid. And given the fact that it makes up a big chunk of the emerging markets, if you have a 401k and you have the choice of investing in international and emerging markets, I don't think that's going to be a good place to be again. In 2022, it was a terrible place to be this year. Bitcoin was up 63% this year, but it's ending the year on a pretty sour note. Believe it or not, it began the year at $29,374 per coin. It's currently around $48,000. I'm not very bullish myself, okay? I'm a professional money manager. I have a fiduciary responsibility to my clients and what I buy and what I sell, and I can't with a good conscience buy Bitcoin-related stocks or the coin itself for my clients. You do what you want to do. Now, what's going to do well in 2022? The newsletter is full of my favorite stocks and favorite areas to invest in 2022. You can get 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. We're wrapping up 2021, and it will be a new all-time high that we will be very close to here as we end the year in the S&P and the Dow. And if you look at the S&P and the Dow 12 years ago, the S&P was around 660. Today it's around 47, just over 4,700. Okay, the earnings of the S&P 500 aggregate, 500 companies that make up that index, have been going up for the last 12 years, and that's why the market has followed along, and that's why it's so important to know what the earnings expectations are for 2022. And more importantly now, the market's looking up to 2023. You know, most people, most individual investors are looking at today's market, yesterday, tomorrow. The market is looking ahead a year or two. At the bottom of COVID in March of 2020, when things looked the darkest, you know, that's when the market bottomed. And I'm a writer for SeekingAlpha.com, which is the number one financial website. I think as far as visitations, that's pretty big website out there for the stock market and people like myself and do-it-yourselfers, etc. And we write, we probably wrote 25, 30 articles this past year for Seeking Alpha. But last year, in March of 2020, we said go all in with guns blazing into the market. That was March of 2020. We had like 70,000 page reads, like 2,000 comments, most people ripping us, saying we were crazy. But you see, the market was looking ahead to this year and record earnings. The market had already priced in the effects of COVID on the economy and on the earnings, and was seeing the market returning to record earnings once again, and it did. The market was right again. Well, now the market's not looking at today, tomorrow, or next week. It's looking out a couple of years now, and what it sees, given the fact that the Fed is pivoting, we've got inflation in the air, we got a midterm election coming up in November, what does the market see right now? Well, again, that's in the macro outlook of the newsletter every single week, and I'm offering you again this week 2 free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, well, stocks have been the place to be for the last 12 years. There's no question about that. And I would say even more particularly, U.S. stocks have even been a better place. China has had its good years. It's had its really good years. But it just seems that China is not it's just not investable for me anymore. I've had to give up on investing. I used to own a few Chinese stocks such as Alibaba and JD.com, but it had a terrible year, and they continue to crack down. I don't see it getting any better there. Now, Latin America, they were down 20% this year, okay? Well, our market was up over 20%. Latin America has not been a good place to invest. Europe had an okay year. It was up 13.6%. Europe's got a lot of problems right now. Europe has a tremendous energy crisis. They have soaring natural gas prices. They're shutting down factories because they don't have enough energy to go around. I don't think it's a very good place to be invested. I think U.S. is still the best. What about gold, you say? Well, gold was down 4% this year. Okay, 4% this year. Last year it had an okay year, but overall gold's been pretty flat. It's been in that 1800 range for quite some time. Well, Gunderson, you're mentioning inflation. Isn't that good for gold? You would think so. but it has not helped the precious metal yet, even though we've had some hot inflation prints in November and December. I can just say that as a professional money manager, I currently don't have any exposure. I do think there may be a time out there in the future when gold is a good investment again, but right now it's very, very flat in that 1800 range. Crude oil had a tremendous year. Hey, what happened? Crude oil went negative in 2020. You remember that? Yes, the price of crude oil went negative as the world had too much crude oil and they were actually paying you to come and get it. Well, not anymore. Oil began the year at $48 per barrel. Of course, a new administration took over in January of this year, and we're going to end the year somewhere around $76 per barrel. That's a 57% increase in the price of oil. Now, yeah, a lot of that is the demand equation. As we came out of COVID and people went back to work, that obviously increases the demand for oil. But at the same time, we're also shutting down, the federal lands. A lot of them have been shut down for oil exploration again. And actually, our production numbers have gone down quite a bit, and that has also put upwards pressure. When you have increasing demand and decreasing supply, that's an equation for rising energy prices, and you've seen it at the gas pump. And let's not forget that crude oil and energy are a big part of the inflation equation, okay? Now, a lot of this rise in oil prices, especially in Europe, is self-inflicted. You know, they've shut down a lot of their pipelines in Europe. They're dependent kind of on the Russian pipeline. They're trying to get the second Russian pipeline online to supply Europe with the natural gas that they need. Natural gas prices in Europe have gone up 800% versus the same time last year. So, you know, some of the things we're doing here aren't helping us. We're creating some self-inflicted wounds in creating a spiraling prices in energy and in other areas that are creating this inflationary environment. Having said that, I think crude oil could be a good place to invest again in 2022. I don't see anything that really would stop it from continuing to go higher in price. That's another area to look at. What about the bond market? Well, you know, the bond market was down this year for the first time. I don't know how long it's been since the bond market was actually down. The bond market's been in this long, long, long bull market. Remember when interest rates were 16, 18% and they went clear down under 1% over the last 20 years or so? Well, that's created a major bull market for the bond market. However, we are now seeing a pivot by our Fed, and it looks like they will start to ratchet interest rates higher. I don't have a problem with the bond market if you're going to hold the bonds to maturity, but if you're holding a bond fund, I think you're going to see negative returns. Once again, just as you did this past year, the U.S. bond market, U.S. Treasury ETF, which tracks the 10-year Treasury, was down 4% this past year. So you really got a negative return out of the bond market over the last 12 months, and I don't think it looks that good, the prospects for this year. So, you know, U.S. stocks, yeah, that still looks like the best game in town. Foreign and international stocks do not look very promising at all. In fact, probably a better place to avoid completely. The precious metals market, unless something happens, you know, they've just mired in that $1,800 area, gold is. And, of course, that Bitcoin, it's anybody's guess where the digital currencies end up. I personally, I say this, do what you want to do with the digital currencies. But as far as the funds, the portfolios that I manage for people all across America, they have, I have no exposure to the digital currencies. Now, I'm a fee-based money manager. I run six different portfolios, from a very conservative portfolio to a dividend portfolio to a growth, large cap growth, to a very aggressive portfolio. I publish those in my newsletter every single week, along with the results. I'm very transparent in what I do, and you can check out and see how we've done with those portfolios. We also have a very in-depth interview that we do with people when they, you know, are looking at us possibly for investment in our funds. They're not funds. They're individually managed accounts for each one of our clients, but they do follow the models that I create in those portfolios. You can set up an appointment with us to talk about your portfolios at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. But you can check out the portfolios first by getting 2 free weeks of the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back for the final segment of 2021. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I've been a professional money manager for the last 22 years. Was an analyst covering companies, writing research reports for a few years during my career. I've been a fee-based manager of portfolios for people all across America. For the last 22 years, I do believe in some market timing, okay? Having said that, I've been a bull in the market since 2009. And, you know, you can trace it in my newsletter that I publish every single weekend where I give my macro outlook on the market. And in very simple terms, the market has been going up since 2009. It finally bottomed. Earnings for the S&P 500 bottomed out at about $53 per share back in 2009. Okay? You put a multiple of 16 to 18 on that, and the S&P was worth about, you know, the S&P 500 back then was worth about 660, something like that, 700. Okay, now, let's fast forward to 2021. We're going to make about $205 in earnings this year, the S&P 500 is. The earnings have gone from $53 per share. And you can track it year by year. Earnings have gone up. We've got some great CEOs in America. We've got some great products. We've got some great technology. We've got some good, healthy consumers out there that have bought the products. And the earnings have been going up since 2009, other than that extraordinary year of 2020, when we had the big COVID fall in earnings. But that was a temporary drop. It was a 1 year only. And this year we returned to record earnings. And that is the number one reason that the market has been going higher. It's driven by earnings. And of course we've had a friendly Fed, yes. That's also allowed the multiple, the PE ratio of the market to expand to some pretty rich multiples that we have today, but we still have a friendly Fed, so the market can continue to support those rich multiples for now. However, the companies are going to have to continue to do their job and continue to grow earnings in 2022-2023. We have a pretty good look right now as analysts. A lot of us analysts follow the macro outlook of the market, and we're looking at those S&P 500 earnings. A lot of us do our own numbers. We look at the consensus numbers. We have our own that we do, and I publish mine every single week in the newsletter. If the market's going to continue to go higher, and this is important if you have a 401k or an IRA, or if you're getting ready to retire, or if you're in retirement, it's very important to watch this because, you know what, a lot of us can't afford to take a 53% haircut like the market took in 2008, 2009 when earnings went down 53, 55, 60%. And the market went down with those earnings. But the earnings expectations started going down way before the actual earnings went down. So we keep our eye on earnings expectations. That's what the market is trading on. It's trading on expectations. How many times have you seen an individual company raise their earnings expectations? Okay, this is way before the actual earnings are achieved, but they just raise their expectations and the stock goes up immediately. Well, stocks and the market trade on those expectations. That's why it's so important to know where those expectations are at. And of course, there's other factors, no question about it. I mean, inflation, the Fed is a big factor. Interest rates are a huge factor. If interest rates start to drift higher in 2022, that's not going to be good for the high PE, high beta, high price to sales stocks. They got clobbered back in February of this year to the tune of about 35%, and they never really recovered. It's going to be another poor year in 2022 for that area of the market. High growth, transformational this, transformational that, no earnings yet, maybe someday. Well, that's not going to be a good place to be invested. It was a fantastic place to be invested in 2020, the COVID year. We had one of our best years ever in 2020. And then we had to start gearing down when the interest rates started going higher earlier this year. And we had to go in a different direction and get away from a lot of those stocks that did so well. A lot of them were work-from-home stocks like DocuSign and Zoom Video, etc., Peloton. They did terrible this year. And I think next year is going to be another very bad year for that sector of the market. I think that it's going to be a little bit of the less sexy type stocks, okay, not the Bitcoin miners, not the self-driving cars and things like this and flying robo-taxis. I think it's going to be a little bit more the bread-and-butter area, stocks that benefit, do well in an inflationary environment. Anyways, I'm trying to make it as simple as I can in my weekly newsletter that I'll be sending out once again this weekend. I offer 2 free weeks. To anybody within the sound of my voice at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. You can also explore the different portfolios that I manage. Try to figure out where you are on the risk scale. If someone mentions the word NASDAQ to you, does your left eye start to twitch? Is that too, you know, maybe you don't belong, but there's certainly bonds. You could own some bonds and collect some interest and get that principal back at the end of the term as long as you're buying good, high-quality bonds, etc. So there's really something out there for everybody. And look, we're in an inflationary environment. Sitting in cash, guess what? You lost 6 to 8% this year in buying power. That's almost a sure thing that inflation is going to continue into 2022. So sitting in cash is not a good place to be. Because the inflation termites, oh, they work 24/7 pecking away at your savings. So anyways, you go to the our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, sign up for 2 free weeks of the newsletter. If you'd like to set up an appointment, get a plan for 2022. How about that? That's a good idea. New Year's resolution. I'm going to plan because planning to fail or failing to plan is planning to fail. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.